listening to your favorite astrology program, It's All in the Stars, with astrologer Hassan Jaffer. And now, here's your host for tonight, Michael Cervini.
Good evening, listeners. Long time no speak to. We've been off for a couple of weeks due to an unfortunate situation in California there, but our friends at BBS have us back up and running. Great job, guys. Hassan, you're there with us? Hello, Hassan. Is there anybody there, or is it just me? I think we lost Hassan. So, Don, maybe you can try to get him back for us? As I was saying, good evening to all our listeners and welcome back to BBS Radio and It's All in the Stars. Unfortunately, we were off for a couple of weeks due to a situation there in California with the bad fires, but our friends at BBS have us back up and running. So welcome back to It's All in the Stars. Hassan, you're with us?
How are you, Michael?
How are you, sir?
I'm in this beautiful place here. We're having a big party here.
Oh, nice.
There was a famous singer, Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, and Madonna used to attend his things also, and his disciples and his nephews and all are here.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got all the cameras set up and everything here.
Nice. And that's in Toronto?
So as soon as they're finished, yes, we'll go downstairs then. But it's so nice. I was looking at all their charts, and I'll discuss that as we go along, and we'll combine the different sun signs too.
Very good.
How's everything with you?
So we've had a couple of weeks
Well, you know, my fire came through on the studio itself. Because I was telling Don, with that Mars and Leo, throughout this month, there were all kinds of fires, and even Universal, there was a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And the studio itself is a Leo theme.
Yeah, I'm just happy that they got things back up and running. There wasn't a lot of casualties.
It's finishing about 2 weeks' time, but end of June, actually, is finished. And we'll also discuss the different signs who have to be careful of some things and different age groups also.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that Moon is already in Aquarius now, right now, so as soon as it goes to Aries, you see the Aquarius aspect, there are two, three things which you have to be very careful of. There was a danger to Iran. Till, it's only one more week, but I don't think we'll be able to do anything with Iran at all. The next one, and we had said that, remember, we said about May and June.
Yeah.
That would be the danger part for them. They certainly tried to do all kinds of things. And but in October, the same aspect is coming back, but much more violent. And when Moon is in, when Mars goes into Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole 60s age group and the age of the golden movies, the people are born that, the 20s, they all are difficult aspects for the heart also, and health matters. And we'll discuss actually different age groups also.
We have a caller trying to join us, so let's see if we can take. We have a caller with us?
Yes, we do.
And how are you tonight?
I'm good, thanks. I've called in once before. I just have one quick question.
Sure. What is your name?
Kim.
Kim?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Kim.
And what's your date of birth, Kim?
It's 5/10/43 at 8:10 a.m.
In America, they say 5 and 6. And is it May, you mean, or?
Sorry?
I'm sorry, is it May, you said?
Yes, May.
May 10.
May 10, yes. Yeah. Which year?
1943.
43. That's a very romantic age group. Everybody was born in the 40s. There was Neptune was in the sign of Libra at that time. And you have Mercury and Venus, everything in general. Where were you born, by the way, Kim?
It's a really bad connection, so I can't hear everything you're saying.
I know, yes, yeah. Can you hear me now?
May I ask my question?
Yeah. Well, you have Mercury in the sign of Gemini, and it's very close to Saturn, which makes you, of course, it's a very bright sign. That gives us sort of a deliberate way of speaking, maybe a bit of an ear problem also quite often. And but this year, you have a lot of travel, but about July, August, till about next summer, you'll definitely have to be careful of kneecap-related problems. Since you have this major, what we call an accident configuration, it happens every 7 years. You had that in 95, 96, and also 2004, I believe. So this year, although you're getting a lot of delays, it's a test of your organizing skills. So you're very versatile, you're very much into marketing, for example. And in terms of relationships, the last four or five years, I would say, there was Pluto touching off your Venus. In Hindi astrology, or rather religion, when they talk about Lord Shiva, the Lord of destruction, but also creation, that aspect to me, I find when people go through a complete change in their whole attitude towards love, marriage, relationship, everything, and it's just finishing this year by November completely.
Okay.
Any questions you'd like to ask?
So what questions do you have for today, Kim?
Well, my question was, you mentioned that Saturn is touching off my Sun and my Mercury, and how long will that last?
I'm sorry, my colleague, I couldn't get that.
You mentioned about her Saturn is touching her Mercury, and when that's
going to be by July, August. But it's not a negative aspect. For you, it's a good aspect. But see, when I had a Saturn-Mercury aspect, I hired a very, very inefficient secretary. It made me very efficient. So it's a test of your organizing skills, that's all. So for research, putting up information, etc., it's excellent. But all the delays, etc., now the first 6 months of next year are fantastic for you. Okay, Kim?
Okay.
No.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my dear.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kim.
So, Michael,
yeah.
As far as Obama is concerned, the month of October is going to be very stressful for him, too.
For October?
I have a feeling that he's going to win by a landslide. The only thing is, we also have to take into consideration that all kinds of, you know, who owns it, Diebold, for example, or these paperless things, that's the only thing. But he's trying to slide on top of the chart.
Well, I haven't been really following it too much lately, but what's happening with Hillary Clinton? Is she just completely backed off?
I certainly hope he does not take her to the VP. I don't think he will, because she's a true dictator, you know.
I think he would have announced by now if that was going to be the case.
No.
But I remember reading something that he said that he would like to work with her.
That's right. She does not have very good. You know what she'd be very good for? Anything with this aspect of children, old people involved. And he'd probably get into the health aspect, probably. That's what she'll be doing. And as long as it doesn't become dictatorial. I guess you have another call.
Yeah, I think we have another caller. Are you there with us?
Hello, how are you?
There's a good connection. Terrific. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
And what is your name?
My name is Lisa.
Lisa. You're calling from where, Lisa?
Michigan.
Michigan. What's your date of birth, Lisa?
March 6, 1963.
March 6, 1963. You're a crazy age group. Extremist age
group. I used to be married to someone around that time, actually. March 6, 1965.
You certainly have a very, quite a brilliant mind, actually. And Chopin, Mozart were both born. You're a conceptual person. You're an idea person. So the internet was made for people like you. And very futuristic. And in high tech, basic technology, you'll find that. But very good in the way you communicate, also. A lot of verbal clarity. And what was the main question you had?
Well, I was just kind of curious. About two different things regarding possibly if you thought maybe there'd
Michael,
be a residential
repeat that
booth for me.
Because I'm not being able to hear very well.
She hasn't finished her sentence yet, actually.
Okay.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I wondered if there would be a residential move for me, and in relationship stuff, what do you see?
If
there'd be a residential
move. She wants to know when you should move, Michael?
Yeah, she wanted to know if there would be a residential move in the near future and about relationship for her.
I see. The first 6 months of next year, rather than now, were you planning this year? Because I would have definitely recommend the first 6 months of next year are fantastic for any moves, etc. Oh.
Okay, so do you see a move coming for for this year?
Michael, can you, is there too much noise here?
There is a bit of noise in your background, yeah.
There's a big party going on, actually, and they don't know that I'm doing a radio show, actually. Anyways, so the first 6 months of next year, excellent for that.
Okay.
Now, she was asking if you've seen anything this year.
There was, Michael?
She was asking if you've seen anything, any possibilities for a move this year for her.
Michael, I'm so sorry. There's too much noise here,
She's asking if any possibility for a move this year.
Oh, this year? Well, you can if you want, but you should have to really plan herself well. Because otherwise there are all kinds of problems associated with it. If you can email me with the date, time, and place of birth, I'll definitely look at the chart.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she can put a contact number so we can call.
Yeah, and she was also asking about a relationship, if you see anything in regards to a regular relationship for her.
Well, everything seems to take off the first 6 months of next year for her.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best aspect happening. She's in a real wisdom aspect the last 4 or 5 years. But the real great aspect is coming next year.
Did you hear that, Lisa?
Yes, I heard that I have a good opportunity for next year.
Yeah, the first 6 months of next year, he says, are looking very good for you in regards to a move as well as relationship. Yeah,
move,
very good
relationship from every point of view is the first 6 months of next year.
Okay. Well, thank you very, very much.
And thank you for calling, Lisa.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Oh, I know. Yeah, we do have a bit of a bad connection. I can hear the noise in your background there, and I'm
really
probably somewhere as well, so it's a little difficult.
This is a really illustrious action. I really wanted to hear them. That's why I came here most, Michael.
I'm sorry?
But luckily, we were able to manage it quite well. It's amazing with the technology, luckily.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to, yeah. So, you know, Michael, I came across something very interesting. Yesterday, I was doing one of these lottery research when people went big. There was one lady who won $4 million, another one who won $13 million, and another one who won another about like $4 million or something.
One won $14 million, another one won $6 million.
I see. Michael, if you just hold in for 1 minute,
I'll
pick up the phone from another location.
Okay, thanks.
Just 1 minute.
So just bear with us, listeners.
Is that
better for you now, Hassan?
Much, much better. I'm surrounded by this beautiful, beautiful place.
So you were saying
all
about a few people
outside
that won
and
some money.
Absolutely gorgeous, yeah.
Hello?
So now we are clear. So anyways, I was looking at this lottery settings, and I came up with some very, very interesting research. And we had exact time of birth also for these people.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all three of them were born around 6:30, 6:15, 6 p.m. for them. But that's not to do. But they all had sun transiting their fifth house, number one, the house of speculation and lotteries and all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of them had Saturn in Sagittarius in the fifth house, which is a classic aspect of stock market crashes and losses and all that. And this person must have lost a lot of money or spent a lot of money and this thing. But the Sagittarius is also a sign of gambling. They had sun and moon also. They were born with that.
Right.
The moon went into Sagittarius in the fifth house. And in November, this person bought the ticket. And so while Moon was in the fifth house, and this is one of the very important points, whether you buy it, when you buy the ticket or when you win it, which is the important one.
Mm-hmm.
1 month later, the person won $13 million, exactly when the Moon again went to the fifth house.
Incredible.
So I found it so interesting. You know, there's some other things also in the chart, but it gave a lot of hope for people who are born with Saturn and Sagittarius.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
like, because Sagittarius is a sign of gambling. In fact, in 1987, when I predicted the market crash, Saturn was in Sagittarius at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so these people. So but all of them had that
house?
Same theme. You know, for our VIP club and me, when we do this aspect, for example, so it will help us a lot in that theme.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, that's very interesting how the coincidence, how all of the... But you said that their son was in their fifth house?
Yes. It was also transiting the fifth house. And you see, the thing is, you know the time of birth, that automatically for the whole life, you can see every month, there's 1 month when there'll be a lucky period.
And the same thing every year will apply for them.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Every month, yeah. The same.
Well, that would be the best time for them to buy their lottery tickets.
Yes, yeah. So now we've got a little bit more ammunition in this respect that we'll be doing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if people want to join in with My Astral Love, they can start doing that also.
I haven't actually went on for a couple of days. I've been
You got a third module also.
There were six members.
and just free of charge for now. That mm-hmm. one, and also we can even they can go to opuslove.com, opuslove.com, but the myastrolove.net. That also, and both of them they can register free and that right now will definitely give them a lot of benefits in the long run, and they'll be able to see their charts and all that. In the opuslove.com, they can see their chart right away.
Mm-hmm.
And very soon, in about 2-3 weeks' time, they'll be able to see the interpretation also for their own chart.
Right.
That'd be excellent, yeah. Of course, if you go to astrotrends.net, you can see all our other themes as well.
Actually, I had somebody ask me today for the website, one of the workers at my brother's place of business. He said, what was Hassan's website? I wanted to go and check my horoscope. He said, if I had to give him the website, he wanted to go check his aspects, he said.
And you know, for the VIP club that we have, where people can put their own feedback, I can instantly see all the planets where they were, and for the whole year or the whole life, whatever they've given the feedback for, and we can sort it and everything, and I'm also putting a search module on it now.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it so fantastic. What I'm interested in also is what theme offsets a negative theme. Let's say the moon is in Virgo, and they're supposed to feel really depressed or something, and a musician calls them in the middle of a wonderful conversation, for example. That means that musician is very lucky for them. So each time that moon comes back there, every month, that offsets the theme.
Yeah. I'm on a phone.
Just give me one second. I'm just going to close this door. Just give me one second.
Yeah.
Hi, Michael.
Hello.
It's interesting. See, we've got people from all around the country and even from states who have come here, actually, because only about 50 people for this
mm-hmm.
gathering. It's an exclusive gathering, actually.
And what type of a function is it?
Well, there was this a singer, actually. I think he's from India or Pakistan. Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan's... actually, they live in this remote village near Lahore, I think,
mm-hmm.
in Pakistan. And they love... Mm-hmm. And there, I've been to that place also, and they... And the people are so healthy, some of the best. Like Jahangir Khan, for example, one of the squash champions, for example, comes from there. A lot of sports athletes come
mm-hmm.
from there. 90% of their hockey team, one of the best hockey teams in the world, actually comes from there. So they were very... You need a lot of power almost for this type of singing. But they go really high and all that. But all of them, no exception, they all had Mercury-Venus aspect in their chart. Either Mercury-Venus conjunction or Mercury-Venus sextile. So it's really interesting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them had, for example, Mercury in Pisces aspect to Venus, which is what Celine Dion is born with that, because Venus beautifies, and Mercury is the communication, the voice. It's a really, you know, positive. And Elvis Presley was also born with that, and Muhammad Rafi of India was born with that.
Right.
So these, it's quite interesting, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
I wanted to remind the callers the numbers to call in, but you know what? I haven't got my computer with me, and I haven't got the numbers. Do you have them handy?
I do have the numbers handy, actually. I asked Don, because there's so many different
maybe
ones,
Don can
I
break in and give us
right
the numbers.
From the U.S., it's 1-877-876-5227. And from Canada, it's 1-888-815-9756.
Perfect. So for all our listeners out there, when people who want to give a call and may have a question for Hassan, give us a call on one of those numbers. But let's go back to this election thing for a minute. So how do things look?
They look really good for him.
As far as like...
We still have to remember one thing, that he's born with Mercury, a Moon-Pluto square configuration, also Obama. So even though he's got very good oratory skills, he is like a politician. He does have a Mercury-Neptune square, which can be very humanitarian, but also where they can tend to justify uncharitable acts.
Mm-hmm.
And he does have this sort of a scheming aspect, you know, like which politicians need, especially a person in his case, where there are all kinds of accusations and all that. He's in a very, very difficult position.
Mm-hmm.
In all kinds of world, even his life is threatened, in fact, right about next year. So it's not an easy aspect. So it will come in handy for him. Like, I think he did the right thing by refusing the public funding now, and just the people, because instead of 85 million cap, he's raised more than $270 million now.
Yes.
Just by $5, $10, and $20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's done an unbelievable
fantastic.
Job.
And people themselves are giving, so he's not dipping into the public coffers at all,
mm-hmm.
which is fantastic. And no conglomerates and all that, nobody helping.
Yeah, none of the big boys.
That's right.
I know a lot of people are wondering, though, how he's going to stand up against John McCain there.
Oh, there's absolutely no comparison. I mean, John McCain, he says, purely because of prejudice and race aspect or something, for example, and people are very dogmatic type of sick, for example, there's nothing because of any logic, any humanitarian aspect. I mean, after how much bloodshed are we going to have? More than 1 million people killed, and more than 3 million displaced, or 4 million displaced from Iraq. I mean, this is absolutely nonsense. There's no need to occupy the country at all. But I'm afraid that in Obama's case, because the moon Pluto square also indicates death and destruction of families and homes and all that too. So I think what he might do is he might take all these troops, some of them back here, and a lot of them in Afghanistan.
Right.
And so we'll still have some of that aspect, because these Al-Qaeda and all, I mean, the Taliban people that they talk about, they may be dogmatic, whatever they were, and certainly the U.S. didn't go there to save the women there, because the women are just as, I mean, exactly what they were before. They're not interested in this type of learning, you know, to accept the culture from here.
Right.
But they're just very old-fashioned type and all that, and that they just use that to justify the war. But these Taliban, I mean, they are Afghanis.
Mm-hmm.
They are citizens there. They are not, like, outside enemies and all that, you know. So, like, we don't really have a right to just completely... I mean, at some point, U.S. is going to go out once they do.
Mm-hmm.
And the main thing is all about the Caspian oil and everything and going through that, and Taliban was opposing that. It's not like, what I am surprised, you see, because these people are so predictable. If they were more like... If they were a bit more cunning, if they had some leader like Obama, they would have accepted whatever these people are saying in the beginning. Instead of all this war and all that, they would have had that. They would have become really wealthy and rich through the oil and then gain autonomy again.
Mm-hmm.
And allow these people to come in, for example, drill all the oils and all that. And then, but unfortunately, they don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the true change comes from people when the brainline is completely separate from lifeline. They're not as conservative. So Obama has that.
Right.
So he will take the... gambling, they will take the chances. He will have to be careful, though, of his associates. And that's what I'm afraid of, because these people have a tendency to trust the wrong people, too.
Mm-hmm.
Or anybody. Yeah. They're gamblers.
Right.
But they do take chances. So as much as it's fantastic for confidence and all that, but they can also sometimes surround themselves by all kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a very hard thing, because wherever you turn, you find strange people. So.
Yeah, I know the big talk right now, I think what a lot of people are looking for change in is in these oil prices. Every day I talk to at least 10 people that complain about the price
Michael,
of gas.
Michael, $90 of those oil is made up by all these New York people who decide the oil actually costs them about $10 or $12 maximum
mm-hmm.
per barrel.
Yeah.
These people, are like, there's absolutely no need for... But you know, it's so interesting, the precursor to trying to justify a war with Iran. They blew up something, there's some oil things in Nigeria, blamed it on all the terrorists and all that. And then they'll try to justify it. It has absolutely nothing to do with the oil here. So it's really interesting how, and originally, if you see there, all their, you know, even this Bill Kristol and all these Washington Post, what they've written, for example, that going into Iraq was absolutely essential for the oil, to oil price will become like a dollar or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's become completely opposite. And the interesting thing is, almost every newspaper in the Middle East knew exactly what was happening and still knows. But of course, they completely ignore it. So hopefully, Obama will put the interest of the United States first,
mm-hmm.
Rather than anybody else's.
Yeah, I think we're pretty safe with that.
Yes. Yeah. Because all the general patriots and all that, you know, how they justify things. I mean, of course, they are in the business for just death and destruction, the war. It's a big, huge, multi-billion dollar industry, you know,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately.
Absolutely.
But his idea to increase to decrease the dependency on oil and having the hybrid things, other ones, I think is a fantastic idea.
Mm-hmm.
And one will pick up, but he certainly has. I have a feeling that he's going to be almost like a landslide, no? If they try not, if they do not do anything to disrupt
now
the process, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a bit difficult. It's going to take a few years. You know, our best... one thing is happening, Michael. The first 6 months of next year, Jupiter moves in the sign of Aquarius. Right now, it's
right.
In Capricorn. So here, there's a big boom in the... like, for example, right now, you know, in this party, these people are all from all around the world. They're all multimillionaires, all huge properties in UAE and all that. All. One fellow, he's a very young fellow, and I was telling this singer, you know, some people look so inconspicuous, and yet this fellow owns so many plazas, so much properties all around the world, and he was just amused by that. So when I was talking to the young fellow, and I told him, I said, "You know, like I know that you are very much into all the commercial property and all that, but the first 6 months of next year, you will definitely move a lot on the internet. The whole world will be going there." He said, "You know, it's very strange that I'm making a deal with one of these big ISPs, and all the real estate board goes through them. And he wants to do the exact same thing in Dubai.
Interesting.
For the UAE, all the property there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's targeted for January.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So here's from commercial property, and he's going into this thing. It'll still be about the properties, but all
mm-hmm.
the properties are being sold in Dubai. Unfortunately, it's becoming totally difficult for normal people to go there. Though. Like a dinner with three people will cost about $1,000, $1,500 there. US.
Wow. Just,
so it's becoming very expensive. It's going to become like the playground of the rich and famous.
Yeah, well, it's been like that for many years anyway,
yeah.
So but I guess it's just getting worse now.
That part,
more in that way.
Yeah. Like Tiger Woods, for example, he has his own courses there. They have like 18 courses there.
Mm-hmm.
They can afford, I guess, there.
Yeah.
But it's,
so what other aspects did you want to talk about today? On,
well, I want to talk about some aspects of the compatibility. And
okay.
Actually, I want to talk about, you know, first of all, about the different signs when they have the next stress.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, those who were born in the age of the golden movies, where Neptune was in Leo, and also the 60s, the whole 60s age group, they all went through a very stressful period about the last 2-3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's finished now. It's just about finishing now. In about a week's time, it's completely gone. And these are the people, also Iran had exactly the same aspect of danger. And they were very, very close. They were making all kinds of maneuvers in Mediterranean, and they were there. There was a big air force thing with Israel, for example, trying to have the Iraq war, you know, preparations, and 100 F-14, F-15s and F-16s and all that. It was absolutely useless nonsense, unfortunately, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the total hypocrisy there. That same thing is coming back again in October with full swing. And that, I think, is going to be very, very crucial for Obama, because he belongs to an age group. I think so they'll try to put some scandals or some major stress aspect in October for Obama. And right after, of course, is the election in November. So the first 3 weeks of October are very critical. They're very violent also, with Mars being in the sign of Scorpio, touching off the Neptune for the 60s age group and the, all the 20s age group. That the 20s age group, of course, have to be careful of heart, pneumonia, and all that. It's quite old, but for the 60s, any scandalous situation when you feel betrayed, then they have to really pace themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very obsessive type of theme, actually.
Right.
As that Mars Neptune aspect, very special aspect. It all finishes completely in by the third week of October, completely.
I'm having a real hard time hearing you.
Really
hard time. We've got a really bad connection. Two words of the last sentence you said.
Yes, I am not sure. I can hear the static in the background. I wonder if Don is on the line.
Mm-hmm. It could be. I'm on a clear phone, and I use this phone.
I'm also on a landline, actually, yeah.
I don't know why, but I keep on hearing
static. I can hear you, but it's a bit distant in the static, yes.
Yeah.
Michael, the thing which I... And the other generations, by the way, the month of July is very stressful. First of all, for the 30s age group.
Mm-hmm.
All the people who were born in the 30s, the master craftsman, the blues age group, which I call.
Mm-hmm.
And also... are those who were born in the 70s. It's a brief period, about 2-3 weeks period only.
Okay.
And those who were born with Neptune and Libra, that's the 40s and the 50s, the mid-40s and 50s age group. See, the 40s, that all of that, they are under a lot of stress in the month of August.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Bill Clinton, Bush, the Korean president, all those people, they are from that age group, actually.
Right.
But you know, there's a very, very strong possibility. I know they may not do this thing aspect, but they really want to impeach George Bush and Cheney also.
I've read quite a few articles, actually. There's a prosecutor, actually. I don't know if it was from New York or from L.A.
Yes, yeah.
And he
he even wrote down how to prosecute.
Mm-hmm.
A very successful case. I thought it was fantastic.
He's very adamant about Bush and a few other ones over there. He wants to put them in front of a judge and impeach them and charge them with war crimes.
But the real manipulative one is Dick Cheney, of course.
Right.
And his charge is like that. There's no conscience. That's the problem. See, there's that Mercury-Venus aspect is like an evil genius aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's used constructively, like Gorbachev, for example, he's born Mercury in Aquarius. A bit unconventional, but they're very, very smart. Bush is exactly opposite. He's too... There's too much of this egomaniac aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And his planets are going down, so it's very easy to play on his ego theme. But as the planets are going down, people always leave in disgrace.
Right.
same thing happened with the German chancellor when the finances were down. And it's exactly what happens here. You know, the policies don't work out and all. I'm trying to remember McCain's. I don't have the chart in front of me right. I do remember the whole chart. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the time of birth. I forgot, actually. I have it. At least I'll be... But I have written about it on my website also. We also started a blog, by the way, that people can actually use RSS, you know, to actually, every time we meet with new things, they'll automatically get the email also.
Yeah, that's something I wanted to mention as well.
And the blog is astrotrends.net/HJ360.
That's H like Hassan, J like John, 360.
Jaffer. Hassan Jaffer, that's right, HJ360. So astrotrends.net/HJ360. And you have a lot of things going on there. And I'll be making some changes, but I've got a lot of celebrities, a lot of astro insights there. It's a really fantastic one, but it also has RSS and Atom, so people can actually subscribe to it.
Mm-hmm.
Automatically, the whole process is automated. I mean, not charging anything for that right now. And that's okay, to the point, time we start the personalized newsletter, but we will have a personalized service. So when something applies to people, they'll be notified of that.
I didn't hear anything of what you just said.
Didn't I? Other people. Michael, I've got such a beautiful view here, right in Bridal Path. And there's huge trees outside. It's a very spacious mansion. It's like a little palace here.
Mm-hmm.
Other people, it's absolutely gorgeous, you know. So we are really missing you here.
Yeah, Toronto as well. We've got a whole film festival coming as well.
Yeah, by the way, one very, very important prediction that I made just about 6 months before the tsunami, based on Uranus being the sun of Pisces. I said that Pisces is the sun of ocean, and Uranus is an astro of upheaval. So I predicted that tsunamis, major tsunamis, triggered by underwater earthquakes, but also tornadoes and all the ocean-related things, and major floods and all. And that's exactly what's been happening in the United States.
I just read recently about... Somebody had made a prediction, I think, that there was going to be a major earthquake in Japan in July.
Oh, really?
Is there any relevance to that?
I didn't check that, but I know that the main aspect is wherever they're facing the ocean, in the water,
mm-hmm.
but the flooding part, that's happening in states. I mean, one disaster after another.
Right.
The whole place is Mississippi and all that, Ohio and all, I mean, it's completely all in water.
Mm-hmm.
I forget, you know, all these floods and the bridges. These things will continue. Unfortunately, they are not. This aspect will not change until 2012.
Mm-hmm.
But the positive thing is that as a result of that, probably the levees and all that, they'll have to strengthen all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
That will start. But the first 6 months of next year, Michael, it's a fantastic time for all this. The modern internet age, like 10 times faster internet, and even the desktop television, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And some really brilliant aspects coming up the first 6 months of next year.
Yeah, I've actually seen some media attention about the television switching over, I guess, to digital, is it? Or?
Oh, yes, for the high definition, yes, you're right.
Yeah, in February of next year, so that's in the beginning of the first
yes,
6 months.
Yes, that's also part of that. You have amazing, amazing inventions throughout next year. This year till December, with Jupiter being the sign of Capricorn, the emphasis is still on the material things and occupation of lands and huge properties, and all the people are much more materialistic. But at that time, it's a truly humanitarian aspect coming up,
mm-hmm.
the first 6 months of next year. And hopefully
right.
Obama will be a major force with that.
In fact,
you know, Aquarius is a sign for the unconventional aspect, because right now there's a very strong conservative streak. Saturn is in Virgo, and Jupiter is in Capricorn. They're both very, which is ruled by Saturn. So there's a very conservative aspect. That's the only base that John McCain has.
Mm-hmm.
All the old-timers and people are very dogmatic and they don't want change at all. But the first 6 months of next year, right, starting from January, shows a major change, and also the internet, very important. And I have a feeling that Obama will have some really unique ways, even education, for example, when you have multiple universities, virtual universities on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally free almost, and available to every remote village, and also all that part you'll see.
So people will be able to do courses online.
Absolutely. And especially all the government funding, the billions of dollars you'll spend on that, and unique ways of doing things, all that to be appetizing. It's a truly revolution aspect.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice to see that aspect. Of course, I love all these gadgets, so it'll be amazing.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. But the whole material, there'll be a shift around the world. that the first 6 months of next year is not like what is going on right now at all. Mm-hmm. The good thing about Saturn being a sign of Virgo, although it makes people more conservative, it also is very good for standards. Like, for example, I said that Sony will win over, and they did. Like the, you know, the Blu-ray, for example, as opposed to Toshiba and all, just one standard.
Yeah.
So those standards are very, very important. Before, because there's so many, you know, the different operating systems and different software, and there were so many, even the plugs, for example, different for everything. Even FireWire itself, for example, having like six different ways, for example, so all that part become much more standardized.
Mm-hmm. So things are looking up in the positive way for next year, which is a good thing for everybody.
Yes. Now, the signs of, by the way, there's certain signs. For example, this Saturn being the sign of Capricorn is helping people who are born in the sign of Taurus and who have some Cancer planets. They're achieving a lot. Actually, you have some Cancer and Taurus planets, so
yes,
that'll help you for achievement this year, where people put a lot of hard work on this aspect and start seeing the rewards too,
mm-hmm,
and long-term success that they have this, and that continues throughout this year. And but for some signs, it's a major new seven-year period. The sign of Gemini, the sign of Virgo, the sign of Sagittarius, and the sign of Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
And Sagittarius and Gemini need the discipline. Even Pisces can benefit from that. But the sign of Virgo, they can become a bit too closed, actually. They become too much of a perfectionist. But it's a time to think for the next 7 years what they want to do. So throughout this year, they'll be establishing for the next 7 years.
Right.
And so, because none of these aspects are bad or good. For example, that part is up to you, how you make them happen.
Mm-hmm.
I was having a discussion downstairs, you know, Michael, when we were talking about, they were saying, for example, the astrology, isn't it against God? And I was telling them, of course, it's not. As long as you don't underestimate the power of prayers,
mm-hmm,
as long as you don't predict death, these things become important because, the lines on the hands are created by your thinking.
Right.
And so the thinking affects the lines, I mean, the your prayers, and your prayers affect the prayers affect your thinking,
mm-hmm,
and the thinking is what causes these lines to change. It's really, that's why, you know, so you can never understand the power of prayers. Just your prayers can literally change the lines. Can you believe that?
That is 100% true.
Yeah.
100%.
It's a physical fact. Like, it's not just a hearsay or fantasy aspect. That's exactly what your science doesn't know, why these lines are formed. But you show me a neurotic person, I'll show you many lines.
Mm, exactly.
Yeah. Especially if a man has lots of lines, then he's truly neurotic. In women, it's
mm-hmm
quite common. They do think a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But if they are clear lines, they are, of course, exceptionally clear-headed people, yeah. Michael, my Moon Magic 2009 will be coming out in about a month's time. So I'll be working on that quite diligently, actually. And I don't think we'll be putting the moon's transits on the internet, especially after this year. We won't be able to after September, because by September we'll have the Moon Magic 2009 ready,
mm-hmm,
for all of 2009, and we'll also have 2-3 months of this year covered in it. But we won't be updating the moon's transits on the site anymore.
Mm-hmm. I'm having a real hard time. I know we're talking about moon magic, but I'm only getting about every third word that you're saying.
Yeah, I wonder why that static is. I know they had a big fire actually at the studio,
mm-hmm,
and they had to run. I remember last time when I called, and
yeah,
John wrote back to me. He said you were right. You were talking about the fires and all that, and they've got new servers because of that. So I was telling him to hang in there. He was in Sagittarius with Mercury being touched off also the planets. So I told him, I said, these things lead to better systems and better studio and all that too.
Yeah, this
my business is starting it so much, maybe we should leave the thing a bit earlier.
Mm. I'm struggling just to understand what you're trying to say.
Yeah, maybe
I'm
we can just
sorry.
Give the numbers, our number for Astrograph, that people can
yes.
contact us and email, and then we'll...
I think we should give out the numbers in the email and maybe try to... cut this one in short and prepare for next year, because I'm really having a hard time hearing what you're saying. But if for listeners that are listening in touch with you, they can contact you by telephone at 416-497-9000. And if they want to reach us on by email, you can reach them at stargaze@astrotrends.net. and also the blog, which is astrotrends.net/HJ360. And feel free to leave your comments on any of the articles. We can communicate.
And I'll talk to you next Sunday then.
Yes, well, before then, but we'll speak with our listeners next Sunday. Hopefully we'll have a good, clear one to speak.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, sir.
Take care then.
And we'll speak to you soon.
Bye.